August 10th, 1904. God knows the number, the value, and the weight of all created things. As I was outside of myself, I found myself wandering around churches, making a pilgrimage to Jesus in the sacrament, together with my guardian angel. In one of the churches, I said, "Prisoner of love, you are here, abandoned and alone, and I have come to keep you company. And while keeping you company, I intend to love you for those who offend you, praise you for those who despise you, thank you for those in whom you pour graces, but do not render you the tribute of thanksgiving. Console you for those who afflict you, and repair for any offense against you. In a word, I intend to do for you all the creatures are obliged to do for you, for having remained in the most holy sacrament. And I intend to repeat this for as many drops of water, for as many fish and grains of sand as are in the sea." While I was saying this, all the waters of the sea became present before my mind, and I said within myself, "My sight cannot grasp the whole vastness of the sea, nor does it know the depth and the weight of those immense waters. But the Lord knows their number, weight, and measure." And I stayed there, all marveled. At that moment, Blessed Jesus told me, "Silly, silly that you are, why do you marvel so much? What is difficult and impossible for the creature is easy and possible and also natural for the Creator. It happens in this as to someone who, looking at millions and millions of coins, in the twinkling of an eye, says to himself, 'They are innumerable. Who can count them?' But the one who put them in that place, in one word, says everything. 'They are this many, they are worth this much, they weigh this much.' My daughter, I know how many drops of water I myself put in the sea, and no one can disperse even a single one of them. I numbered everything, I weighed everything, I evaluated everything. And so with all the other things. Therefore, what is the wonder if I know everything?" On hearing this, every marvel ceased. Or rather, I marveled at my silliness.